It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It's been an interesting year when it comes to tourism in Tuolumne County, especially related to COVID-19 and restrictions and recommendations changing all throughout the year. We're going to hear an update when it comes to tourism and visitation from the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, BJ. I appreciate it.
So first off, when you look back at the past year, what have you kind of noticed when it comes to visitation and tourism in Tuolumne County?
Well, the past year is just completely unprecedented. And who would have thought that we've been through what we've been through? And, you know, we started off the year really, really strong in January, February, our previous year, we had seen numbers up. We had record spending in Tuolumne County. And then March hit and we had the reality of realizing we weren't able to continue to invite visitors into the county due to COVID. And so there was a few months there where we were sort of like everyone on a roller coaster of, do we promote, do we not promote, where are we at with things? And so we did a lot of pausing of campaigns and our marketing efforts and then starting them back up just to pause them again. So it's been an interesting year for sure.
Imagine that had to be stressful, especially when you said January and February things were looking pretty good. People obviously want to come to Tuolumne County, but then you have to kind of slow down and put the brakes on there.
Yeah, exactly. And we actually had to ask them to please not come. And that is a 180, of course, from what we're used to doing. And so pretty stressful time. It was, you know, difficult on my staff as well, which, you know, we had to eliminate a lot of the positions and things like that. So it's been a frustrating time, but I think we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel now.
Good to hear. Yeah, I imagine that to be a very stressful period, especially during the early period. Did you have to kind of, you mentioned this a little bit, but rethink how to strategically market the area?
We did. You know, we were trying to figure out, again, like, you know, what is okay. And then when we realized that basically it's, you know, basically locals visiting our local area, we shifted focus to doing a lot of in-county type campaigns and also doing what we could to help businesses and to help our residents feel safe and comfortable. We started the Healthy Pledge, the Tuolumne County Healthy Pledge, and that's where businesses can sign up. They look at all the different protocols. They check off the ones that they have put in place. And it goes on our website, and so people can look at that ahead of time and see, like, okay, they require this and this and this. I feel comfortable going there. And that's something we've kept up, and that list has grown over the last year. And we did work with public health to create those protocols, that protocol list. So I think that was something that was really helpful, and I think that will be something that will continue, you know, for some time as tourism starts to come back.
So the Healthy Pledge is a way for businesses to be proactive and show people that they're taking steps so it's safe to come in and visit?
Exactly, yes. If it was during the time when businesses could all be open, you know, people could see, like, okay, I need to make sure I'm wearing a mask and they require that I sanitize my hands before going in, or, you know, all of that. So that's been a good program.
You know, prior to COVID-19 and when visitation was much higher, you know, where were you noticing visitors coming from primarily?
Well, you know, it was really great because we have been working with the UK and with Canada very closely on various campaigns and reaching their media to promote Tuolumne County. And we were actually seeing a nice increase in travelers from those areas. Internationally, and of course, international travel had stopped. Domestically, within California, we saw a lot of visitors. coming from California. So, and that's great because that's a market that we'll be able to work with hopefully soon, again, inviting them back.
I can see how Tuolumne County's message would get out to other areas of California. How do you get that message overseas to those overseas visitors?
Well, we work with, there's a lot of different ways. We work with a couple of different agencies in those areas. And so they reach out to tour operators and travel agents, and they do trainings with them to educate them about Tuolumne County. They also work with journalists, and we often will, pre-COVID, we often would host journalists from Canada or from the UK, and then they go back and write about us, and that's a lot of how it gets out there. We also, of course, work very closely with Visit California, who has offices in several countries, and we often can follow their lead in how they're marketing in those different areas.
When journalists from other countries come to the Motherlode, what would you say are some of the things that they find interesting and like to write about?
Well, a lot of times they're very interested in Yosemite, of course, and I think what is most surprising to them is all the other things that there are to do in our area. We have our state parks and our high country, and I think that is what gets them excited, and they see like the history, you know, of Tuolumne County and the Gold Rush, and those are things that I think often surprise visitors, because I think they think of, and journalists, they think of us as Yosemite, but it's so much more.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things to take in, the state parks and all kinds of things.
Yep.
You know, when it comes to numbers during this past year, unfortunately, with the stay-at-home order, you know, what have you kind of noticed when it comes to decline in visitorship?
Well, the best basis that we have to look at for that would be the transient occupancy tax, and we are down about 45% in that. And so that's very significant. And of course, our funding, you know, is based on the transient occupancy tax. And so that's a pretty big hit for us. At the same time, we're not doing the out of the area marketing that we would normally be doing. So we're grateful that when it comes time to start marketing again outside of the county and start inviting people back, that we will have those funds in place to do some pretty good size campaigns, because we'll be having a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. You know, prior to the very challenging year of 2020, what were you noticing when it comes to stats to the county? Was it kind of leveling off or was it going up? What did you see?
The travel spending was continuing to increase. We increased, I believe it was by 6% over the previous year, and it was about 3% more than the California average. And so that's very significant. So we were on a pretty good continued upslope in the travel spending, which is another great indicator for us of how many visitors are coming and what they're doing while they're here. So we were on a good trend.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined on the telephone by the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Lisa Mayo. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to get a recap of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors workshop that's been taking place this past week. We're going to hear about the priorities and goals for the new board. We'll be joined by the chairman of the supervisors, Ryan Campbell, next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Lisa Mayo is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.